The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord, we commit today into your hands once again. We ask, Lord, that which you have in your heart concerning this season, you open us to in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for utterance this morning, that I will speak what you want me to speak in Jesus' name. And I ask for understanding, that men will be able to lay hold on this life, and they will be able to live it by grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity you've granted to all of us. We worship and adore you, for in Jesus' name we've prayed. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate everyone in the house this morning. Thank you for coming. I know you have not gathered in vain, for God is here. Like Mama was saying, he said, we've been married, we'll be 21 this year, and it has been by grace. Pastor was saying something yesterday. He said, 20 years ago, if you see him, you call him long man. Because one thing I came to understand is you marry by faith. You don't marry by sight, because you do not look it. Good things are hidden. Treasures are hidden. You don't see treasure on the surface. If it's on the surface, it's not treasure. You find stone on the surface. If you want gold, go deep. So you always have a covering that does not look like it. But if you can't see by faith, you will reject it. So many of us are not married because we have rejected what God brought. But mercy will come to us again. He will repackage in another way. And we'll be able to see by His grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. See, what He has given to me is preparing for wedding. Wedding. So when you say wedding, wedding is the beginning of the marriage. Now, if you have not left, like Mama said, you are not yet okay for marriage. Wedding is the preparation, all the things you put together, you know, the process that you prepare to getting married. So many things goes into it. So many things are involved. And you must do everything right. Now, when you're planning for marriage, you have friends. Your friends should be involved in the process. Not that they are going to choose for you, but you should be. They should have somebody that you can talk with. So, and I'm thinking of this thing, I'm thinking of that sister. Hey, show Nisha. Hey, let's pray together. What do I say? Chidan sister, leave her. She cannot be the one. See her face, see her leg. Mm-mm. But I'm afraid I can talk to her and say, Pastor Dixon, I'm thinking of this thing. Say, hey, is it true? Yeah, let's pray about this thing. Let God reveal His heart concerning this. Not the friend that says, don't look at it. That is looking at the natural for you. You need somebody that can help you to bear these things in the spirit. If it's the one, God will not reveal it only to you. Say, I know what I want. You don't know what you want. You don't know. You feel you know. I want a man that is tall, high, broad chested. You don't need things like that. You need a man that is a man. When you say a man is a man, not in body. The soul is a man. It's a spirit being. A man that is built. He might not have money, but he's a man. You understand what I'm talking about? Let me just use some examples. Like, when we got there to get married, and my husband came, like you said, it was a long man. Fine, long man. But when he came to me, and he's like, so, you see, Pastor, now you like him. He plays, though. In those days, Mama can be a witness. He's too focused. As in, no time to play. When he's coming in for meeting. As the meeting is finishing, you see, him is the elite prayer. Who go into the prayer room, pray, come out, lead prayers, sit down for meeting. After the meeting, he's gone with his umbrella and his canvas, he's on his way. So that's the kind of person he was. So when he came and said, when he came, the way he even proposed, I was like, No, by the way, God said you are going to be my wife. I said, just like that. I went ahead. I didn't say anything. I just left him. Let him just go. And I was like, because I'm the kind of person, I work in church, I play, come to church in the morning, do meeting, stay in church after meeting. You know, church person, play, geez, my brother, geez, get friends. My husband doesn't have time for that. Now, it's not, I was like, the thing that concerned me was like, okay, our house will be boring, you know. With this man. So then it was not desirable, and that's the truth. You not with me, you just have friends that he just with, but not with me. Then he's not, you know, my presence, you know. Hallelujah. So when he came and he said he was the one, I was like, okay, no problem. I won't say he's not the one. I just heard it and I kept it. He later came back. He said, what about it? I was like, he's there. Go and find out. I said, So you know he's even there. So, and now they said, okay. Before I even say no, let me even ask God. Because to me, it does not look like it. That is it. But when they now asked God, and God answered back, I just knew he was the one. I was like, And I told God, okay, if you say he's the one, no problem. But put his love in my heart. It was that bad. And God started it. Because, no, actually, when you look at it, just naturally, it does not look like it. But I remember one thing God told me sometime when people were like, you should marry. Everybody was like, marriage. I finished service, I was working. And I said, okay, God, people are disturbing me. Marriage. God said, keep your peace. When I'll do it, it's going to be beautiful. That just settled it. And people were coming this way, that way. I was just like, Ojo. Because I was actually looking for one thing. I was looking for a man that loves God. That God, I want a man that loves you. So when this one loves you, I know that, and why I was doing that was because I don't want to be praying, God, I want this man to know you. I don't want that prayer point in my life. It was not because I love that God. You know? You understand? It was not that I was that spiritual high there, but I just don't want some prayer points in my life. Lord, No, I never want that prayer. So, I was like, God, I wanted a man that loves you. Do you understand? So that was what brought my, I just don't, this one. But when he came, it was a man that I respected his judgment. When he talks, okay, around them, all right. He was just like that. But you see, as a woman, you must respect the man. You must respect him. If you don't respect him, you can't submit to him. How will you do it? He's talking and he's like, politician, sorry, you know. And he don't want me to stop. It's not possible. It can't happen. You understand? So, those things, thank God for what you are learning now. We never had this opportunity to learn things like that, but we learned some basic things that were just, okay, God helped us. And today, We're having it beautiful. Not because of anything, but because we decided to follow God. Praise God. Now, when you're preparing for a wedding, like I said, your friends should be involved. And like Pastor was saying yesterday, family should also be involved. In what sense? There must be consent from your parents. Like you said, he's not going to stand as your father that day. It's not possible. Your daddy will sit, your mommy will sit. And if they're not there, others in the family will sit. The best he can do is to sit and even honor the wedding. That's the best he can do. And if he's not there, don't be angry. It's not because he does not love you. Maybe something just important that he has to do somewhere. But he will make sure he will send representatives to come and sit there. You understand? So, your parents must give the consent. If there is no consent, you are not moving on. Go and settle it. Say, God is telling me to go on. And the same God that is telling you to go on gave you to a parent. Settle it with your parents. They must accept your wife to be or your husband to be. If they don't accept them, you are not moving on. Settle it. And like he was saying yesterday, please, there's so many things you need to start working on, living. As they are talking, talk. No, don't be rude. Huh? Oh, don't man, fell. You're going to marry an Igbo person. Say, daddy. Mommy, I'm not saying no. But God knows where I will go. And he knows how to arrange it. Not until the brother now comes and he's not bringing one house a man. And I said this, I said, no. Sheba, I told you. But when you have engage them with the words. So when they are dealing with you, it will be softer, it will be calmer. They can first of all say no, but they know what you are doing because to a level you have left. Praise God. So it is important for your consent. You don't play around it. Now the wedding itself. There's also the church commitment. Pastor must know what is happening. Here we have cultures. If you are preparing, it's not that you have settled it, you have proposed, you have even chosen dates. You now come, Pastor, I want to marry. I say, who is the person? This person. How far have you gone? You have proposed. No. If God is having mercy on you, you can just say, okay, just step it calm. Let's see. But the best thing to do is when you're already thinking it. Hey man, you know you're the one that's going to propose. I mean, that's our culture. You're already thinking of it, go and discuss with him. Not because he wants to control your life. Say, I must know everything. No, for safety. What you are seeing that is shocking you now might not be as sharp as it is. Pastor, when I just saw her, this we just said expressly in my heart. She's the one. Say, okay. And you come to him and say, okay, go and pray more. No, Pastor, no, I'm too sure. No, just pray more. Pray a little more. He's not saying he's the one. He's not saying she's not the one. He's not saying she's the one. And Pastor is not going to choose any wife for you. He has never done it and he's not going to do it. He's not going to say, Bola new. Mm-mm. So go and pray the more. Say, Pastor, I have prayed. I am too sure. You are too sure. Okay. Then, let's see what goes on. So many things goes into it. There's a marriage committee in the house that I have to write to. Committee will look at it. Say, what's on a committee level? Oh, new. Because all of us are watching it together. You understand? To make sure that you have something beautiful. Then when committee says, okay, your parents have agreed. Okay. Write a letter. When you write, said, okay, go and propose. You propose and things like that. Just move on. But the wedding itself, which is the ceremony, so many of us are so much afraid of wedding. You're like, my sister got married. We know how much we spent in our house. After she married, for 2 months, we know what we were eating. We cleared the house to do the wedding. Now it's your turn. Say, we're going to do this one again. So I want to tell you something. There is no laid down rule for wedding. You don't have to call 1,000 people because you are getting married. You can call 50. And it will still be wedding. You understand me? You don't believe it. You can call 50 and you still be wedding. See, in church, you know, most of us are brought up in church. You call something holy matrimony. Holy. So you are thinking until I get to church and do the wedding gown and the gown is flowing and the thing is this and this. You have the train, everybody. You don't need to have that. It's not compulsory. You can say, okay, this is what we want. There's nothing we do in the house. We ask you, what do you want to do? We will support you. Is it 20? We will support you. How many do you want to come from church? 5. Supported. We will send 5. My sister, our own, the wedding gown was from here to... She has gotten to the altar. The tail is still at the church entrance. That's not wedding. It's not the gown that is wedding. Neither is it the suit that is wedding. You are marrying per person. No matter how beautiful your wedding gown is. This gown is so beautiful. If you are not tearing it apart, you give it to somebody else to wear. You can't wake up next weekend and wear wedding gown again. They will ask you, what are you doing? It's even females that are fearful. Because we spend so much to buy wedding gown that you can't use the second time. Why don't you buy something simple? In my own time, 21 years ago, people were wearing big things like that. I wore a slim wedding gown. Not long, it was here. Simple. Nice. Because I was not looking at outside. I was looking at inside. Now when you say this is the one, your wedding list is so long, and you are wondering, are you building a foundation that you want to continue to build on? You understand? The gown is so, you see, so many things we spend money on that are not necessary. If you don't know what to do with the money, give your friends, they need money. Yes. It doesn't have to be elaborate. And don't be gang, bang, 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 bang. Good. If you have the money. But if you don't have it, you don't need to go and borrow loan. You are going into marriage. And you use all the loan for the wedding. What will you eat when you get home? Ha! And you now start spending for that loan, you are servicing it for the next 2 years. It is not good. That's not faith. It's not good. And don't put your presence under unnecessary pressure. Are they marrying for you? If you are not ready to marry, go and find what you will do now. Must you kill them because you want to get married? Ah, mommy, but it's not done. Your should even be easy for them because you have light. Say, thank God for Paula. Where do you take Pamela? Easy. Yes. You get what I'm talking about. It's not about some of us during wedding days makeover. You need to say Wanisha. Because this is your generation. Mama is there during my wedding. She dressed up for me. I only use powder. Normally I don't even use powder. So that's another step higher than what I do normally. Till now I don't powder. I don't. But that they are sharp, put powder. Wife now, put powder. I use my hair. My own, thank God it was long. If yours was not, is not long, do something and make it long. Or if you want to use it like that. You understand? You are not trying to please me. It's whatever you bring up that we accept as the bride. You understand? As females, we are awalani juju. Ha! Excuse me. As they are planning with your husband to be, charity me, you see, when Lola did her own, you know, I was our best lady. We know what went into it. So my own should not be lesser. Where is it written? It's not necessary. What you need to do is something okay, nice. It's not compulsory. You, if you decide, okay, we're going to use native, fine, you use it. If you decide, okay, want to have, like I said, holy matrimony, there's nothing actually holy about it. Church wedding, just, yes, holy matrimony, saying holy. There's not, see, it's not, is that now holy, that I say holy, it's just church wedding. You want a blessing in church, and you can decide, you can do your engagement and come to church and say you want the blessing. We will bless you. You are blessed. The wedding is already blessed. Not until you come to church. And you say, what God has joined together, let no man put another. You see, the joining together is not that day that. When you said, I'll do, you have joined. Yes, that's the joining. And what he has done then, no man. Let not the man put us under. The only thing we can do is to celebrate it. So in the wedding we are celebrating the do that you have done. That's it. It's just the you're not telling everybody, we are married though. So everybody is asking, okay, you're actually married. So if you have actually learned to live, like Mama said, it will not be very, very easy to cleave. Then one flesh will be achieved. It's not done by ceremony. There are so many people, rich people, that they have gotten married, 3 months they are gone. Everybody has gone back to their father's house. Celebrated thing. They even gave them a car. Men, the who and who, Timba and Kaliba were there. It's not Timba and Kaliba that are getting married. You have not left your parents and you want to marry another man. You have not left your mother. You have not say, see that. What do we do about this thing? I take care of your mommy. You think you love your mom? You're a fool. That's the truth. You're a fool. You are not yet ready for marriage. So, in preparing for wedding, does not have to be what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be extravagant. What you can do conveniently. See, when we're getting married, my husband was working. I was working. How much was I collecting? But what we knew that, okay, we know this time to get married. All right. We just told our parents, we're getting married. We gave them the dates and he said, okay. My father, they said the list, send the list. He made his list. My mommy said, this list, this is not there. This is not the matter. I said, no. I don't have to make it uncomfortable for them. Let them just give what they can give. Comfortable. But one thing he wanted. He did not ask for a bad price. But my father asked for a carton of milk. And a carton of Bonvita. He said that is his own gain on that child. He started with me. We are 3 females. He got it from everyone. And when they are sharing it, they don't share it. As they are finished, they are moving it to his house, his room. He said that his own gain. And that was what he did throughout. My mommy said, Alalagadro. In those 21 years ago. And my mom said, how will it look like? And I said, no. I can start it. A man was our MC in engagement. MC. Everybody sat together. There's no male side, bright side. He said they should bring the gift earlier. You don't have to explain it to everybody. You are bringing some. Put it earlier. When you are coming, just come. We all sat together and it was a fellowship. He said that alaga joko and alaga duro, the way they lie. He doesn't like how you start a new one with lies. You are coming on the wrong plane. Which plane? Where are you landing? In that house? And mommy said, I've never seen this before. And I said, yes, somebody starts something. And he started it. And it was beautiful. Some people saw it and they started copying it till now. 21 years ago. But when we're getting ready for the wedding, God just supplied. And that's it. All that was needed was supplied. And there was somebody, wedding guy is not yet ready. A day to go. Your wedding guy is still with the tailor. You can't rest. 2 weeks before, let your things be set. When they say they have food to eat, the food is not enough. Nobody even came to bother me about anything. I just sat down. I just enjoyed myself. Because I did not put myself under any pressure. My cousin did her own. And it was so, because my cousin was a princess and the father had the money to spend. I know my own family. I am not a princess. And I know the account of my father. So we just cut the thing, and at the end, nobody will compare one wedding to another wedding. See her cousin, no, she was a princess, she did like this. See her own. Nobody, they will not even remember that. Whatever you present, that they will receive from you. Because most, we find out that you want to use the money you don't have to please the people that does not even care about you. They don't care about you. They'll just come and eat rice. Provide, see, kill 200 cows, they will eat it. They will eat it. They will even take home. That doesn't mean they're even going to bless you. During our own days, you still do weddings, they'll still give you gifts. Nowadays, you don't even have gifts again. See that, you know what we went away with gifts. But nowadays, I just look at, give me one gift, Malaya, that you. And it's not that they're giving you money. You now use, you can't even use, borrow money to feed people like that. It is not necessary. Tell yourself, it is not necessary. See, if you plan that by next year I want to get married, you can do it. Even you can decide that maybe you have been coming and say by December we're getting married, you can do it. Yes, this is October. You can do it. You can do it. You go to court. Court is necessary. Go to court. It's court that is important. After court, if you like, go and dance all over in church. Holy matrimony. If you are traveling now, they don't recognize it, the certificate. The only thing they recognize is the certificate from the court. That's the only thing that is recognized. So you must do that. And you don't have to call the whole world to go and do court. They'll just tell you a requirement. They don't even need your parents. Somebody should just come and sign on their behalf. Simple. Because they believe at that age, you are matured enough according to the law of Nigeria to get married. So, what you actually need for wedding is not as elaborate as you have painted it. And so many people are so much afraid of going into getting married because of the money they are going to spend. The wedding day. That's just the beginning of a very long year. Very long years ahead of you. So in that wedding day, it's just a day. It's a day. Wedding day. It's not 2 days. Okay, you can. Okay, let's say maybe 2 days, because maybe you decide to do engagement one day and do. It's even cheaper to do it together. Because if it's 2 days, they are providing 2 meals. Now, if you now want to do it very well on that one day, Don't, for you not to serve twice. Don't first of all do engagement. Go to church. Come back for reception. You are going to serve twice. The best thing, go to church. Or go to court and come back and do engagement and reception together. One meal for everybody. Yes. Yes. So you can do it. You understand? My pastor said, most of you are overdue for marriage. Etiquette you. Females, you see, our education has created problem for us in this nation. At 25, you are still looking for admission. When will you marry? By the time you finish 29, you shall struggle, go for service. Some are even over 30, say, I still want to go for service. What are you doing there? Because days are counting, you are not getting younger. You see a young person getting married, by the time she's delivering, you say, ah, OTP mo, Sister, she's young. There's a time to give birth. If you miss it, you will still give birth by mercy. But oppression, just don't pray against it. Because your body, OTP, were formed. You will labor, cervix will not open. It's not the cause. Your body has been made up. That is the truth. A man can see. Is this there for men? A man of 20 can marry, 40 can marry, 70 will still marry. If you have the ability. But a female, there is a time for you to marry. That's the truth. That is the truth. So watch that. And don't just. The man must set the house. Which house? Are you marrying house? Or you are marrying a man? My husband got the house we are going to live in 2 weeks before our wedding. 2 weeks. And when he was going, and when he was going to get the house, the father was like, I can stay all the tenants to go away from downstairs. You can have the room. You can. My husband said, no. He's moving. When he left the house, the father was crying. See that attachment. He was crying. But he said, one thing we always say, what will I preach to people? How can you? And what happened was that because his elderly ones that got married, he stayed in his father's house before they moved out. Say, Amy, my own is different. So when things like that are already done, by the time we wanted to give, we get back to the child and they're like, okay, come and see. In under culture, you go and do the naming in the father-in-law's house. He will now see that as the father of the baby. That's the culture. Yes. When they told me, my mother said, no. When you gave birth to me, you took me to where you wanted because I am your son. This is my son. I determine what happens to this naming. The father was angry. He will not come. He now did it to the extent that he didn't even collect name from them. Say you're angry. Okay. That day they came, So when it was now the second born, and that's okay, you can bring name. Because they now know who he is. There's something they won't struggle with you again. But if you don't put your step, your leg on the ground, they will keep pushing you. You still have the way, they will still push you. You have the baby, they will push you. The baby wants to go to school, they will push you. All your life, they will keep pushing you. You will never be free. And if you are not trying to be free, they say, Yahweh, look up. You now put the blame on the poor lady. And you are a man. So, what goes into marriage is a lot. But everything should be done the way they should be done so that you can have peace. I remember after we got married, my mother-in-law was like, clothes. Kinikon. My husband would say, you got a point. She just looked at it. She said, both of you are just the same thing. Is all we have that we wear. We don't even wear and go. It's not like we don't have clothes together. But one thing my husband does not like it, he doesn't like uniform. He says, until you wear uniform that they will know that you are not married. So, me, I don't mind. But because he does not like it, we just killed it. When we're even family thing is happening, and we have to, you say, take money and go and buy your own. Don't buy for me. That's him. Because uniform is not unity. Praise God. So, you see, wedding is simple. If you can see it as being simple. It's a mindset that just have to change. Hallelujah. Something occurred to me. Let's just look at Genesis, where God started the whole thing. Genesis chapter 2, 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of a man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, man and his wife, and were not ashamed. What came to me here is that when God did the separation, he said, he brought the woman to the man. That was wedding. You know, if God wanted to make a law there, the way you celebrate the wedding, he said, and the whole heaven rejoiced together, and there was feasting, and there was this, and there was that, and there was that. So they are doing wedding. They say, it's in the Bible. We must do it like that. But say he brought her to the man. And the man said, see, that rib there is a side. It's not just the rib that you count. Rib 1, 2, you know, the ribs we have. That's not it. It's a side. The two sides were in a body together. They were already, the woman was already made into her, him. We're going to separate them so that they can now relate together. They couldn't relate inside like that. You understand? So he brought out the side. So the other side was still the man. And this other side, he made a female, a woman, and brought it to the man. Now, because there was no celebration, so you determine what happens there. He gave it to man. So they said, this is how it should be done. That is not how it should be done. You determine what happens there. Your parents don't determine it. They can come and say, you see, I want people, I want to be me, okay. So no problem, mommy. I'm not saying you should not invite your egbe, but this is what I have to do, and this is what I can afford. So if you want to bring your egbe, prepare for your egbe, and take care of your egbe. So when they are not eating, don't come and call me that your egbe are not eating, because I don't know about it. You brought them, so feed them. If I can afford, I say, mommy, we are bringing 50. 25 from his family, 25 from my family. Hey, how do we get here? No problem, mommy. Make provision for your guests. This is what I can afford. And you do it, and it's going to be beautiful. So when the food is not enough, they won't come and disturb you, because you did not invite them. So she will provide for those she invited. You also you join hands and do the whole thing together, but they know you. But it's not when you now want to get married and start pulling things. Be doing it before you even bring a man. Mommy, my wedding, just try it. Mommy, my wedding will be like, that's why she'll tell you I'm married. You know, I have so many friends all over the places. I've gone to Lokoja to do wedding. I've gone to Kafasha to follow my friend. I've gone to Yemoja to anywhere. But no. But in your own case, mommy, this is what I want to do. Throw it at them. Especially your mommy. Yeah? Throw it at her. Mommy. She will tell you your mind. They say, you know, but that mommy came bo Kori Bear. Mommy, let's look at it. Look at it this way. Look at it this way. Look at, I remembered When I told my parents, my mother I wanted to marry, and she's like, it's not the first person that come to you that say yes. I said, mommy, am I telling you, is the first person? I've made my decision. I was staying in their house, but they never, the song I enjoyed with them, they never bothered me about getting married. Go and do your masters in your husband's house. They never bothered me. When I was ready and I told them, they just accepted. Praise God. But they don't, my parents, see, my kind of parents, they are not your kind of parents. My father will tell you, you see, me and my wife, we are the tree, you are fruits, and they'll come and pluck fruit away. So if I put my love upon fruit, when they put fruit away, fruit will carry my love away. What will I give my wife? So right there, we know you can't come in between them. If you are looking for my father's trouble, just offend his wife in his presence. The way he will fight you. So we know them for that. And when I was going, and when we were doing engagement, my father was rejoicing and dancing and dancing and dancing. He said, why should I cry when I've already made up my mind that she's going to go one day? She's just going, I'm crying. Crying that what? We've been spending money. We're preparing for wedding. You don't know she's going to go. Ah, no. So I prepared my mind that they're going. He was rejoicing and dancing and he blessed us. It's not that they don't love me. When I packed my things, my parents are in Ondo. I don't have a pin in their house again. I packed everything. Since the day I left, I've never been there to sleep. Because I actually left them. You understand? So please, this is not a day's work. You have to keep living and living and living. So when they know you for it, when you're raising some things, they won't be angry. Say, Ben Thierry, you're always like that. So wedding is not, you don't have to invite the whole Nigeria because you are doing wedding. So if you say, and you got married here, say, ma binu, abi, otiton, otiton, how can you marry like that and you don't hear? Sorry. But this is actually my husband. What's done? Abi? It's done. It's done. We're not going to replay it. It's done. Life moves on. Not that when you are doing the thing, say, hey. The cowman will soon come. Please, how much is coming? You're looking at, as you're dancing. You're looking at the people that are dropping. Okay. 1,000. So, okay. 2,000. Because they are going to settle bills. And you are waiting on that money to settle bills. Loan the rice. Loan the loan this. Loan that. And the funniest thing is that people will dance and dance and pay you 20 naira. When you add their 20 naira together, it's not up to 1,000. And they will dance. They will drop one again. Drop another one. 20 naira. So live a life that is free. Don't start with trouble. So that when you end up say, sweet that cause we're not calling you. Boloni kiniko. No. Enjoy peace. Right from the beginning. So no matter what comes in, it's for your good. Because you have not borrowed one kobo. See, our own wedding, somebody gave us cake. We didn't ask for it. Our wedding is also my husband's birthday. She gave the 2 cake. Fine, thank you, ma. We're grateful. His suit, somebody bought it. We're grateful. God just did everything. Because he knows this is the time for it. So he opened doors and omnis were met. We did not owe anybody 1 naira as we were going. Because that is not, the wedding is not,
Ah, in my wedding, 1,000 people came. So at the end, what was now the result? They just came to eat your food. What is now? What are you celebrating there? If it's 50, give them good food. Let them eat well. And it's not that you are borrowing to feed them more. You understand? And then, that wedding, portion more. Ahead of a wedding, in the planning, the man is very rich, but what he did was, there was no reception. He just decided, after church, they were just giving people nylon. Go and eat it in your house. Thank you for coming. Is it not wedding? You go home and go and eat the food. He's so rich, he doesn't even need your money. So he's not planning to dance any dance. Some of us is this dance. That's the Aleku. They go and practice what they will dance. See, your generation, you have time for what is not. You learn that instance because you're going to dance. After you say, what they do that down? At the end of the story, what now happens? What has he added to you? You just danced. The husband, all the male, the groom will go like, the people you just do show for people. They just look at you. And then, you have excited them. They are happy with you, but does not add anything to the wedding. Neither does it add anything to your marriage. No matter the dance, after the end of the dance, you will now carry your wife and you will follow your husband and you go and start your marriage. If you like dance, so they, you get them, they are rubbing your back. Good for you. See, your generation, you have so many distractions that are not necessary. In our days, when you go, bye-bye, good night until we see the next time. Shotidele, Kiloje, Ogao, Epele, Akumura, Awamaniyo, for the next 2 hours, you are not sleeping because you are gisting. See, when you talk very well, when you see yourself, you have discussed what you need to discuss. Maybe you just remember something. Say, we didn't talk at this thing. We didn't talk about it. 10 minutes, you have finished. You have gone to sleep. Now, the gist thing you are doing, you now marry. You now be looking at yourself. You can't even talk again because it's a party gist. Some things are not necessary. Distractions equal. WhatsApp. Those things, you see, when people say you have a friend, you see, you marry your friend. You don't marry a brother, you're just trying to know. So is that now period of you want to get married? That's when you now want to know the person. You are not yet ready. You should know him. Because it's better to know a man when nothing is attached. Tabinu. Waribushibinu, wana faraya, eribushibaraya, and you settle the whole thing again. Nothing is at stake. You know yourself. But when you're already engaged, Ogodo binu, Rama endure. Because you are keeping something until when you get married. She will now see your true color. I'm a criminal, but nonsense. We've seen so many things. There was an experience we had. They don't fight. But the day of introduction. I learned introduction. Mumba, I will deal with you. Fear gripped me. Pastor Dixon, nobody. Because we have to send him along so that there will not be katakata. And they were like compatible, you know. But see, when I know you as a friend, before I say yes, I know what I'm going into. I've counted the cost. We have not pretended to ourselves. You know me, I know you. when you're angry and when you're sweat, we know so many things, so we're not trying to say those things again. So you marry your friend, you don't marry a brother that just say, ah, see, the person I want to marry is in London, you're in Nigeria. Is a lie. You are deceiving yourself. Because I just know we are beginning. Even if he has done his introduction and he has gone to London, hey, it's only God that will help you. It's only God. So many things goes in. See, when you say marriage, so many things goes into it. And we just have to pass. What the pastor was saying, you see, we have to pass from death to life. And it just occurred to me, when you say pass, when you do it, because they say you pass, they've marked you right. So you are not repeating that course because you have passed. So we should pass. You should pass. And not look where I say, see, maybe you have not heard. Some have heard. We don't do courtship. Courtship. What is courtship? When you court, what does it mean? I'm asking a quick question. Answer. When you court, say you court. What does it mean? Biologically. It's not a marriage language. Biological marriage. You court for mating. You court for mating. When you see a cock going around the hen, that's courting. Showing him a good part. I'm handsome. Because he wants to mate. So what you go into in this one, we don't call it courting. You are engaged. And when you are engaged to marry. Don't get engaged for 6 years. What are you doing? 6 years. So when will you now go into the marriage? You get it? So when you say we want to marry, you write letter. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. You are earning. You can handle a wife. You are responsible enough. Go ahead. Next 1 year, do it. And let everything be set to start the real thing. And stop playing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So wedding is something you can do easily. It's what you want. You want to do, you want to call the whole Nigeria, we'll be there with you. You want to do it here. There were this couple, they did theirs in Okitikokwa. It was a sitting room thing. And we went there. And we ate. And we left. And the marriage started. And they are on it. So it's not how elaborate or how small that determines your marriage. It is who you are. Who he is. Who she is. Because who is going to meet who in the house. It's not wedding. See, when we did our wedding, that's not what you're going to refer to. We're going to meet as who and who. So it's not the who that God has developed in you. Thou meet the hood that God has developed in him, thou not make you to bring a home where he himself can abide. And he cannot be the cornerstone of that home. So wedding is not how elaborate, is not how small, it's just a ceremony, it's a day, all of us, we come in, we eat, and that is the end of the wedding, marriage begins. Let's begin to bless God this morning. Let's thank him because the Lord is going to help us. He's bringing his wisdom so that we can be beautiful as he is beautiful. And our marriage unions can be beautiful. Mesti paruniata. Angri patone veni histibra moteviya shadekata. Ega pro mosu sodeka shende banona sinde hatanga. Lord ibrabuta gatane moshti apriniha sakate no mahanda. Yes, Lord. Ne parata maneke sunde brabada shedea takayenia. Lord, we're praying for ourselves, Lord God, that we will not disappoint you in any way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Savanesh tigaba. Mesku pramamalele shtigade brene mutuka sundi hashara. their homes will be points where your kingdom can be expressed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Libra Pabatone Mosivrene Hashikahende, you help us to prepare. Yes, Lord. Nekarama Shontaba. Help us to apply our hearts to learning. We open ourselves to teachings. Help us. Grant grace, O God. Grant mercy, O God. Father, we glorify your wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.